T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your world, Joe. It's your world, Joe.
Smartest world is this.
You're listening to the Joe Ostrowski Show. Nights on 670 The Score.
Well, this is a good day to jump on for the first time this week. Here for the next 3 hours till 10 o'clock, Sports Radio 670, The Score. I know a lot of you have been waiting and waiting to voice your opinion on what you've been watching over on the north side. We now have the phone lines open. They'll be open all night, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. We'll also have some Bears conversation. I need to talk to you people about Mitch Trubisky. I was doing it on radio.com all week, but we need to do it right here on The Score. Producing tonight, Herb Lawrence and Sean Anderson. Text messages 67011 on Twitter at Joe0670, at Joe0670. 8 games left in the season. Cubs are 82-72. We still even counting? We're still doing this? Hopes up for what? And maybe you were resistant. Maybe you're thinking, okay, it is baseball. That's what Jed was saying on the station yesterday. Heard it a million times. Even though in recent seasons, it's not like that. Got to win the division. Why do they stress that all year? All offseason. Got to win the division. Talking about the Cardinals. I'm talking about the wild card race. Why? Because that's the focus. That's what's most important. Because it isn't the old format. It's so much more difficult now. 82-72, 8 games left. Still have 5 against St. Louis, 3 against Pittsburgh. Only 2 of the 8 are at home. Cubs, 5 games back. What we were talking about again and again and again. Well, the 7 games against the Cardinals. Got 7. It's okay, whatever happens. As long as they're within striking distance, there's 7 games against the Cardinals. Now there's 5. You're 0-2. They've lost their last 4 games by a total, combined total of 5 runs. So, oh yeah, just losing those close ones? No. That's not what it is. And I want to hear about the bullpen. I mean, we can talk about how awful Craig Kimbrell was, and I told you at the time, that's a 50-50 shot. And gave you all the reasons why it probably won't even work. Let's blame him for last night. No, let's not. Let's talk about 2-2-4-1. 2-2-4-1. That's how many runs you're putting up. After the Pirates series, a minor league outfit, we hear, maybe they're back. Maybe the offense can carry them all the way to the postseason. Really? You've watched this team how many games? 150-some games now? And you thought that the offense was going to be consistent? You know better than that. And we're not just talking about 2019. You can go back to 2018 and 2017. 11-plus months ago, Theo Epstein said the offense is broken. 11 months later, the offense is still broken. You can keep changing the hitting coach if you want. You can change the manager if you want, and they're going to do that. They're going to try to sell you on that. You're not scoring runs. It's not that complicated. You're not scoring runs, and then you walked into another season with a rotation filled with senior citizens because you can't develop pitching. Every problem that we talk about points one place. And yeah, it's always on the players, of course. They're the ones out there that you need to execute. But it goes to the front office, and that's never changed all season. And we get sick of talking about it, and you can bitch about Joe's lineup and this bullpen arm. Why is this bullpen arm in this spot or that one? It's about the front office. And then all sins are forgiven because you bring Castellanos, and he's been red hot since becoming a Cub. Even with that addition, has it helped? Look at the rest of the guys. We were talking about making this run. I said, what are the others going to do? Yeah, you have a core four, and Rizzo went down for a few days with the injury, and Baez is out. Don't blame it on the injuries. Every team deals with that, and Contreras was gone an extended period of time. You expect that to happen over the course of a season. And I don't want to hear about this plus 113 run differential either. Yeah, they've had the second best run differential all season next to the Dodgers. Does that mean they're the second best team in the National League? No chance. Because you watch the games. Maybe you'll hear some outsiders, some national guys look at the standings and say, I don't get it. Why aren't the Cubs in the playoffs? Look at that run differential. You know why. Because you watch the games. You see what's happening. They win 10-1, and then they score two runs in three games. Again and again and again. And that's why there's so much hope for this team, because they've been champions in the past. They have that super high ceiling. It's in them. But you're not seeing it on the field for the last few years, not on a consistent basis. Look at the teams that are contenders. They're scoring on a consistent basis, not the Cubs. Don't blame the injuries. Don't blame Joe Maddon. Those are one place. We all know where. The guys that walked into the season without a closer. And then you're freaking out. We need a closer. Joe didn't name stroke the closer because he didn't want to. Because he knew he didn't have it. Not this stage in his career. Maybe Morrow. Maybe Morrow. How'd that work out? So you got desperate and you said, please, Craig Kimbrell, pick us. We'll give you 3 years for $43 million. Complete shot in the dark and a lot of wasted money. And all offseason, we're going to hear, oh, he's going to get a full camp. It's going to be great. He gets the rest. He's 100% healthy. It's a bunch of garbage. He's done. So have fun paying that over the next two seasons. 47 runs, 49 hits against the Pirates. Yeah, the offense is fixed. Right, right. Go change the hitting coach again, because that's going to happen in a few more weeks. It's the hitting coach's fault. You're right. You're right. If Bob Nightingale comes out with the report the other day about David Ross, like that's some secret. We've known that since the day he retired. We knew that David Ross had come back. I expect it to happen. Nobody's going to be surprised when that happens. Can they convince him to do that? To be with the team on a daily basis instead of weekly or whatever he has worked out. Open phone lines, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. If you want to talk about the Cubs, I'm here hanging out till 10 o'clock. My name is Joe Ostrowski. Tweets at Joe0670, text line 67011. Larry on the north side, you're up first and on the score.
You know what, this is my take on it. I think they're dead men walking. And they're toast, basically, because when you split the first two games, forget it. Division, forget it. That's over. Now, you got Brewers playing the Pirates and the Nationals playing the Marlins. You're going further back in the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it. It's over.
I mean, even if they make the wild card. Okay, so now we change the conversation to that, right? Right, Larry? Because you lose your first two games against the Cardinals. You're five games back, and you've got five games left against the Cardinals. Even if the focus is now the wild card that is currently a game and a half, so what? You make the wild card. You're going up against probably Max Scherzer on the road. Let's say you surprise the world and you skate by in that game. And now you're up against it. Now you're going to the NLDS. Do people really think that they have a shot against the Dodgers? This outfit? Come on. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Very frustrating. Very frustrating. All I ask, guys, is if you have issues with Maddon, I get it. There have been some confusing moves. That's not the reason they have 82 wins. That's not the reason they're five games back in the division right now. It isn't. We know why. Let them sell you on it. That doesn't mean you have to buy it. And sure, there will be hope with the new manager and the new coaches. That's fine to be optimistic. It's okay. I get it. Because you've won a World Series with this core. They can maybe some sort of a change, a different voice. Like, we'll hear all the cliches in the world over the winter. It's going to be so tiresome. You should have hope. But understand, unless there is seismic change, unless there is a blockbuster deal, why? Why should you believe there are going to be different results? Why do you think the offense is going to be different? They won't go through these extended slumps. There's no reason to believe that. So Hamels is going to be out of the rotation, right? I would expect that to be the case. And you'll insert a younger arm. You believe in that rotation? This John Lester? Come on. We know what Quintana is at this time. He'll be good for a month. He'll have a blow-up performance. That's what he does. But he's also a guy that you're looking at in third or fourth starter. Now Darvish has to be your clear-cut number one moving forward. That's what you paid him to be. Eric in Barrington, you're on the Score with Joe Ostrowski.
Yeah, see, don't promote people by what they make and pay. I mean, Underwood strikes out six in a row, and he sits for 2 weeks because you got veterans coming in. I mean, you got to prove yourself somewhere and sometime. And then biggest game of the year yesterday, you got Bryant taking number three hitter, taking called third strike twice in a row right down the middle. You know, I mean, if you can get something for Bryant, a decent pitcher and a prospect here and there and another young arm, that's where you got to start from. I mean, look at the Brewers pitching staff. They put it together with Band-Aids and plaster in the last 3 weeks, and they're getting results. I mean, it's just, you know, maybe, I don't know, that's just a little bit of different thinking. I think they're thinking by what you get in your paycheck and not on performance. It's just, I mean, even the guy on, was it Maple? I mean, he's got a great arm. Get a little bit of an instruction.
Maples,
and put
yeah.
him out there for a while. Not or even that Mills, those three, Mills, Underwood, and, you know, in Maple. I mean, those three guys there, they show a lot of promise, and they hide them for a month, and then you don't see them at all. It's just, there's no consistency.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Season's on the line. Everything's a must-win game, and we see Derek Holland out there. Look at the pitchers that you threw out there. I mean, Joe's working with what he has. This is what you gave me. This is what I got, okay? So frustrating. You have the core, and I understand that Baez is hurt. So you win the title in 2016. Oh, man, the window just cracked open in 2015. People weren't expecting them to go into the NLCS, but they got there. Then you win the title the next year. You made the big move for Chapman. Your over-the-top move. Some liked it, some didn't, but hey, I don't think you win that World Series without that guy. That's how I look at it. Okay, window wide open. Here we are 3 years later. Maybe wild card for the second straight year. This is not how it was supposed to go. Monica in Arlington Heights, you're on the Score.
Yeah, I just got to say, this whole Kimbrel thing, all this money spent, every time that guy went out there, I've watched him play every single game. The best years are behind him. The best years are behind him. And him to fix that pitching? No. No. Just like your other caller said, we need to bring Mills out there. We need to bring these young guys out there. These guys are like the walking dead right now. There's no way coming back. There's no way. 8 games? The performance today? The performance yesterday? It's like, I don't understand. This is not even the same court. Maddox has his arms tied. And now they're talking about, well, maybe he might not come back. Maybe they won't offer him another season. I don't know. It's just frustrating to see this team just fall apart.
Thank you, Monica. She brought up Kimbrel. 5.95 ERA, a 6.98 FIP. Everything is the worst of his career. Everything. Any stat you bring up. But when I was bringing it to people's attention a month ago, at the very least, oh, that's Joe, that's a small sample size. You can't worry about that. Small sample size. That's the point. And that's what Monica's getting to. You made the decision to go into the year without a closer. And you're on record. Even though you believe in the numbers, sabermetrics, you believe that closer is very, very important. It's a defined role every year for the Cubs. They didn't have one at the beginning of this year. Now you're forced to bring in Kimbrel. Red Sox, thanks but no thanks. Sayonara, not interested. Lost his closer's job in the playoffs. People forget that. After the beginning of the season, look at his numbers. He was horrendous. And the Red Sox knew it was over for him. And here come the Cubs out of desperation. And maybe I'm off on this. Another thing I kept saying, that guy might be the most important player on the roster. If he's right, that's huge. If he continues to be horrible, you don't have a chance. Your last line of defense is Kimbrel. That's the decision that you made. They're going to have to live with that. I mean, even if they squeak their way into the postseason, again, what are we doing here? Okay, so we're in the playoffs for a day? Or you move on to the DS and get your tail kicked in. Jim in LaPorte, Indiana, you're on the score.
Yeah, you touched on it a little bit while I was on hold. You kind of ran down the pitching staff, and I just elaborate a little bit on that. They've been very mediocre this year, and I think that's, for me, that's the big difference. You got Darvish, who's had spots where he's been good. He's been good lately. His total body of work's been mediocre. Lester, mediocre. Hamels, Quintana, go down the list. And that's what you got, and I think that's the difference of this team. And sound like you were kind of saying don't throw Madden under the bus. I agree with that. I don't think this is Joe's fault. And just like to get your comments on that.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with everything that Joe's done, especially of late. But they're going to try and sell you on, this is all Madden. We need a new voice in the clubhouse. All this other crap. It's about what's going on or not going on the field. They can't hit. That's it. It's really not much more than that. And they're going to talk about the clubhouse and, we're going to have more focus. Wait a second. I thought we were going to have more focus this year. I thought we were going to see a new Joe Maddon, and that was going to change everything. And they're going to have the lineups a week ahead of time, and the players are going to enjoy it. That's what John Lester and the boys were asking for. Wait, that was supposed to be this year. Bottom line is, are you coming through on the field? That's it. I mean, we can talk about, the Kimbrel offseason, and, now Baez is back. They didn't have him down the final stretch. Don't get it twisted. Remember how this goes down. All these narratives are going to be in your face throughout the entire offseason. Don't fall for it. They didn't have money last year. They're going to have money this year? Are they? I know some guys are coming off the books. I don't know if they want to spend it. They didn't want to spend it this past season. So Zobrist will be gone. Hamels will be gone. But they're going to have to go get another starter unless they want to promote from within. It might be a good decision, a good option to develop some pitching at some point for the Hall of Fame front office. Maybe develop some pitching in your own organization. That might help things a little bit. Then you're not chasing. Then you're not giving away all of your top prospects or these mega deals, and then you're stuck, and you can't make other moves. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Cubs fans, if you want to vent, I am here. They are 5 games back in the division, a game and a half back of the second wild card. The Joe O Show on 670, The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
High fly ball, deep left field. That's going to leave the yard for a home run. Starling Marte hits the first pitch from Craig Kimbrel. far over the left field fence, and the Pirates get on the board. It is now a 7-1 ball game.
Here is Matt Carpenter stepping in, driving one in the air, deep left center, trouble, and that's long gone. Matt Carpenter with a home run off Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah, we'll be hearing that again and again. Heard it a lot in 2019. I expect to hear it more in 2020 and 2021 from the Cubs closer. Is that something else we'll be talking about in the offseason? Yeah, you need to go get another closer. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670, The Score, hanging out on a Friday evening. Thanks for joining me. Looking at the phone lines, people are upset. You know how hard it is to get people to call someone in this year? That's how mad the Cubs are making this fan base right now. That's how frustrated they are. They want to talk about it, and I'm here to listen to them. Derek in Harvard, and talk about things with them too. Hey, Derek, you're on The Score.
Hey, Joe. Thanks, man.
Yep.
So as much as I appreciate the very realistic and critical voice on the radio about what the Cubs have been over the last 3 years, and I was at the game last night. I was at the game today. It was a very sobering brand of baseball. I do want to bring a bit of positivity to the Cubs fan base, and hopefully everybody can realize that we've been fortunate over the last 5 years to see meaningful September and or October baseball for five consecutive seasons, which is nothing that a fan can say since 1906 through 1910. So
no question.
Even though it hasn't all been great, it hasn't all been wins, but at least it's been meaningful, and that's something positive to take away from it.
Here's what I was wondering when I saw the comments on the screen. Yes, great run, and our ancestors probably very jealous they were able to witness this because they didn't see a lot of winning Cubs baseball throughout their lives. But the question is it close to the end?
I mean, I'd say that the window is definitely closing. You got two more years left with this core group of players. I've been saying since 2017, I don't think that this same group of players will win another pennant, and I'd love to be proven wrong.
That's what
I would love to see.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Derek. That's the big question. We can talk about 2 years left, but it doesn't mean they're going to ride those 2 years out. If you have intel that Chris Bryant is not coming back, why are you going to let him play through that contract? Or if you have a strong indication or you believe it, same thing for Hobby, whatever, whoever you're talking about, you've got to get something, right? Team that's always active at the deadline, they understand how important that is. You have to make that move. Earlier you do it, more you get in return. Obvious. So yeah, the contracts say two more years, but it doesn't mean that's going to play out. Tony in Bucktown, you're on The Score.
Yeah, what's going on, Joe? Thanks for having me.
Hey, Tony.
You know, you don't know how quick I want this season to be over with, in all honesty.
I believe you. Like, if I'm giving you the option right now, you're choosing. They sneak into the playoffs as the second wild card. You play at the Nationals against Max Scherzer, or you miss the playoffs. Which door do you choose?
Oh my God! Exactly. I mean, I just want to watch Bears football from now on. they're a disappointment. It's you know, you look down the names, you see all the talent in that lineup, and then they just, you know, get six hits in a run, and it's like, what? That's the frustration that builds with this club. And, you know, you see the potential in them, and then they just disappoint. But what I wanted to get at is, you know, it's not the hitting coach. You know, these guys have been swinging the bat the same way since they were freaking 13 years old. You know, they're elite players. They're never going to change. You know, the batting coach isn't going to do these mechanically different things with them.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Madden's fine. He's given a shit bullpen to work.
Okay. Like I said, people are very, very upset. Let fly, man. I get it. I understand. See, I've got to make the adjustment because I'm allowed to use some language I can't use here on The Score.
Dump
when I do the radio.com shows during the week. And sometimes I let things fly. Maybe you heard it on The Score earlier this week. I just let it fly about Joe Flacco. Things happen. Very frustrating. These teams. Really upsetting us. I understand. Sean, did you dump it twice? Am I allowed to go back to the phone lines or no?
I did dump it twice.
At least Les was there. You dumped it twice, so I cannot go to the phone.
Yeah, I dumped it twice. Yeah, I wasn't sure how long I waited, how good my reaction times were.
It was pretty quick. Did it really feel like 7 seconds? Like,
You hear that word and your body runs cold.
Pressing all sorts of buttons. You're like hitting everything. All right, I think I got it. No, I understand. I've been in that chair.
Dump him.
Make the last. Dump him. Well, see, I don't blame Les for doing that because that's probably 3:30 in the morning. He's lucky if his producer's awake. So I understand. Got to break it up a little bit. Just so he makes sure the producer hears, dump him. But I don't even think that caller was swearing. He just didn't want it on the air,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it was Black Cat. I think it was the guy who keeps calling in and be like, Joe Madden's drinking in the dugout.
Oh, yeah. He calls because he's in the Binney's commercials. He's basically got on the air calling Madden an alcoholic, which is why you heard that from Les many times. Dennis in Highland, Indiana, you're on the Score.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I was just wondering and, you know, wanted to talk to you about Madden's decision-making.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you're watching the same that I am because, like, I look today, you know, he's got a guy, he's got first and second after they go down 2-1. He's got Hap up, batting in the ninth spot. And he just knows that Hap's been in the minors all year, swings through the ball. But what's he do? He hits him. Never a bunt, never thinking about trying to tie the game, get a guy on third. Got a pitcher that's gone 4 2/3 innings of, you know, two-hit ball, shutting him out. He basically takes him out, and then they waste, you know, Ryan for one batter. And then you go back to last night. He's got Bader up with Flaherty on deck, you know, with two outs, and he lets him hit, and he gets a hit, and they score a run. And, like, you're giving Madden a pass. It's like, I just don't understand
it. I did say that I've disagreed with a lot of decisions he's made, especially recently. But do you think they're not scoring runs because of Joe Madden? And I know you're bringing up some situational spots here. Okay, maybe you can squeeze across one more run. But the reason they're losing is, one, they haven't been able to win on the road this season, and then they go through these offensive swoons.
Yeah, but the last 2 days, that one run was important, and they don't ever get that. And then, you know, they got guys coming up, okay, like Schwarber today. You know, he comes up with the bases loaded. He's done a nice job the other two times. And again, he can't get a fly ball in the air. They can't situationally.
But that's not Madden. That's the players.
No, I understand that they can't situationally hit. But again, you know, I think some managers demand situational hitting. Maybe not as much as they used to, but some of these good guys do. Look at the Cardinals today. But they have four hits. They won. It's like ridiculous.
Dennis, you've heard Joe's press conferences. How many times? Does he talk about professional at-bats and the only guys in the lineup that he has that do that on a consistent basis are Rizzo and Zobrist? I hear it 5 times a week, man.
Well, then what can he do about it?
That's the thing. That's the thing. It's on the guys on the field. They've got it. They know what they have to do.
Make a guy like Hap bunt, and then maybe the next guy up can hit a fly ball or a ground out, a dribbler to second, and then you get a run.
I understand where Dennis is coming from, and some of the decisions that Joe has made or not made have been frustrating, but you can't sit here and tell me that they'd have a real shot at the division if they would bunt more.
I mean, haven't we already gone through this whole bunting thing, especially...
People want somebody to blame. They want one specific person. The thing is, it's that entire roster, and it's the front office. I mean, I'm not giving him a pass completely. We all know he's gone, whatever you want to call it, moving on, fired, whatever. Joe Madden's gone at the end of the season. Do you think if average Joe manager, not Madden, a different manager was in there, that they'd be leading the Central right now?
Yeah, if Joe Girardi was there, he'd be cracking skulls and making those guys hit home runs.
So we got to hear about Girardi until they make the new hire, too. That's the other thing. You know,
bunting, we've already gone through this. The numbers have proven that giving up an out in situations are not a good game. You're actually costing yourself more run scoring opportunities.
You can't rip Rick Renteria for bunting and then call for the Cubs. And I'm not saying that Dennis did. I don't know if he's criticized Rick Renteria. But the Cubs do not believe in that. How many times have you seen them bunt? This era. How many times were they bunting, Herb? Like, maybe if a Tony Kemp's up there or something like that.
Pitchers up there, they're bunting.
Pitchers, yes.
Yeah, but yeah, you see what bunting does when you look at the White Sox. That's bunting offense.
Giving outs away. You can't. You got 27. You want to give outs away for 90 feet?
I have a Tony Kemp bunt highlight if we want to play it.
No,
it's 23 seconds long.
I don't care about the highlight. I care about if they're winning. And I just, If you have a different manager in there, are you winning more games? I don't really see it. Is he going to be on the south side?
Joe Madden?
Or Angels?
Oh. I wouldn't be shocked by Angels, but Herb and I were talking earlier.
Of course,
Sox fans might be angry about it, but we'd love to see Joe Madden on the south
side. Why would Sox fans be angry? If I were a Sox fan, I would love a Madden upgrade from Renteria the Cubs made years ago.
You've met Sox fans, right?
Yeah, they're mad.
And you know what Joe is.
And they're still defending Rick Hahn.
That would definitely not work.
But Ozzie was entertaining in a different way, and they loved Ozzie.
But Ozzie was a White Sox from, you know, a long time before. He was a Rookie of the Year. He's a great player.
It's going to be a Cubs stink thing?
Yeah, like, oh, we can't get that Cubs leftovers.
But you got him right now.
He drinks wine.
You have Cubs leftovers.
I understand, but he's not, like, known as the Cub guy. Joe is the Cub guy. His restaurant will be still there at Clark and Addison next year.
Or will it be at 35th and Shields?
No, we don't have space over there.
Or people would show up. We don't have space? What does that mean?
Like, we got the Bacardi at the Park, or whatever they call it now.
Yeah?
That's the only place we can have there.
That's the only restaurant space in the whole area.
Yeah. You think somebody really would go to Joe Madden's post, like, on 35th and 31st or something like that, down by Cork and the Carry at the Park?
No, I don't. No. You're right. No. They built it up around there. They've tried, and, well, yeah.
No, if they moved to the South Loop like they're supposed to, you know, whatever.
Just trying to help.
Lisa's up is on, like, what, 12 years? They can move down. The White Sox.
I don't know. Yeah.
They can move down to the South Loop, maybe. Knock some buildings down.
Why?
Because that's where they're supposed to be at anyways.
They have a killer deal.
Yeah, they do. Ryan's are smart.
Yeah.
He loves you know, making great deals.
That's good from his perspective.
Hey, man, I can't fault the man for
great business
using his leverage and then having them build a park and not having to pay rent for that place unless he gets $1.3 million.
Must be nice.
How about that whole deal?
What do you say, Herb? It's good to be. 312-644-6767 in Oak Forest. Rich, you're on the score.
Hey, how's it going tonight, Joe?
Hey, Rich.
How old are you, Joe?
I'm old. I'm 40.
Okay, you're old enough. Maybe. The 84 Cubs, you were a little baby.
I vaguely remember them, but yeah, I do remember. 89 more so, but yeah.
That was a devastating year, man. We had a good team that year. What I was going to say about the team now is I think that they could still make the playoffs. I would like them to. Most fans don't want them to. And, for example, last night I was playing poker, and a guy wearing a Cubs shirt next to me goes, man, I wish this season would just end. And I'm like, I'm like, dude, come on. I mean, if they can get in, you never know. You just never know. I know they probably won't, but, you know. And then next thing you know, I look up. I win a hand. I look up. Kimbrel's in, and I go, oh, crap.
Oh,
he's going to give up a homer. The next thing you know, bam, home run. I went, see, I told you.
Rich, I've talked to the same people that don't want them to make the playoffs. Like, just step, you were bringing up 84, and, you know, it's been so seldom they actually make the postseason. I think it's time for a lot of Cubs fans to just take a step back. Think about what you're saying. They're in position to possibly get into the postseason, and you're saying, no, I'm so spoiled by the NLCSs and the World Series, I choose no playoffs over playoffs. It's ridiculous.
I mean, Joe, you're pretty smart, Joe. Playoffs for the Cubs. 84, 89.
Right.
After 89, when was the next one?
Was it then the Lou years, or was there one in between?
97, maybe?
When he went back-to-back and he didn't win one game and he was saving Zambrano.
Right, and then 2003, I think, or something, and then now.
Right.
And now Cub fans are like, we don't even want to make it. I'm like, what are you talking
about? That's insane.
I mean, the Sox fans haven't made the playoffs. The Sox team hasn't made the playoffs in how many years now? 10?
Right. You got your ring, and then what happened? You went away for a long period of time.
I know. It's like, geez, I mean, I'd go every year. I'll take it every year, even if it's the wild card. You know?
Yeah, You've got to. Thank you, Rich. Yeah, it's not just your poker buddy. There are a lot of Cubs fans I've heard the exact same thing from. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field tomorrow when they host Michigan State. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Matt in Addison, Illinois, you are now on the Score. Hey, Matt. Matt, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it.
You know, it's really interesting to look at the trajectory of this team over the last 3 years. When you look back at the World Series team of 2016, you look at the talent that was on that team, and obviously there are some guys who are no longer here relative to that team. Chapman, Fowler, but it's not a lot, obviously. Now, obviously, you know, even back in 2016, you know, Chapman was, of course, the horse of that bullpen, right?
Yep.
Without him, I think you could make the argument they don't win the World Series.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
No, but so, you know, my question is, you know, 2016, 2017, even last year in 2018, the number of wins they accrued over the course of regular season was pretty astonishing, right? You're looking at, like, I think, like 95 plus per year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was 93, but I mean, a ton of wins. And then you look at this year, did the league catch up to Schwarber and Bryant? You know, not Baez, because obviously Baez numbers relative to 2016, much, much higher. And even
how about Almora? What was Almora supposed to be at this point?
Well, yeah, well, Almora was supposed to be what? 280, maybe 15 to 20 home runs, consistency, maybe probably your leadoff hitter, right? Almora was supposed to be Dexter Fowler.
Yep.
What happened? Did the league catch up? Did these guys kind of, you know, flounder and not live up to their potential for whatever reason? What happened to this team that was supposed to deliver at least 94, 95 plus wins per year? Or was this simply a poorly constructed bullpen?
Great question. That's a terrific angle, Matt. A lot of things happen. Did the league catch up to the Cubs? Yes. But how did they catch up to the Cubs? Well, you have your core, so you think you're set, right? Where are the position player prospects since 2016? So now people are getting excited about Nico Hoerner. It feels like years ago, when there would be one guy coming at a time, and you'd get so excited as a Cub fan. Whether you're talking about Corey Patterson, whatever era you want to go back to. It used to feel like there was always one at a time. And just they just had a group of guys coming up at the same time, and you thought, naturally, okay, they are so young, they don't even know what they're accomplishing right now. Think of what they're going to be in a few years from now. And they completely tailed off. I mean, Schwarber's still hitting long ball, and last year he was more of a platoon guy, but he's getting more playing time this year. But Almora, you can't even have him out there. His offense is so bad. He's giving you nothing. He used to be at least be a splits guy, where he would dominate against lefties. He's not that guy anymore. Where are the other guys coming from? Where are they? And the rotation? Again, it goes back, as far as the pitching, they're not developing their own guys. Like, the bullpens from year to year, it's so hard to predict, and you're going to rifle through a bunch of guys in and out. That's just what happens with any team. Look at the bullpens. They don't stay the same from year to year. And that's tough to project. That's the most difficult thing to project. That's what Theo Epstein says. And it really seems like that's the case. But you have an older rotation, and Lester's still there. You know, Hendricks has been really, really good, and he's probably their best starter. Probably. It's him or Darvish. I mean, at times, Darvish is the one. We'll see if he is all the time moving forward. But they're always chasing. They're always chasing with pitching because they can't develop any. So that's where they put all their assets. So then they can't add to the position players. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons. And the other part, you have to talk about the wasted money. You have to. Starts with Hayward. Just because he's had one of his better Cubs seasons doesn't mean he's been good. 312-644-6767. This segment on the Score brought to you by ShootPointBlank.com. You've got Joe Ostrowski on the Score.
And the pitch on the way. A swing and a bouncer to Goldschmidt, knocks it down, picks it up, steps on the bag, ball game over. The Cardinals have beaten the Cubs for the second straight game, and the Cubs now have lost four in a row on this homestand. The final, St. Louis 2, Cubs 1.
R.I.P. Cubs. What was Pecota? Was it the first one 79? Because I think it fluctuated during the offseason. But the one that upset everybody, so they've already beaten that. Okay, yeah, great. But the books out in Vegas, I mean, it was closer to 89 or 90. If you took over on the Cubs, you need them to win out, I think. I'll double check on that, and it depends when you got the number.
79 for Pecota, you're right.
That was the first 79 and 83. Okay, they already beat that.
And I think Caesars was...
So, boom!
I think Caesars was 88.5 preseason.
Yeah, it kind of depends when you got it, but I think throughout the offseason that it's stuck there. I mean, Vegas made the decision that the Cubs were going under. Like, I'm looking where it closed. The Action Network website said it closed at 87.5. You need them to go 6-2 for your over. Good luck.
February 7th, Caesars had him at 89.
Yeah, because well, I'll tell you about Caesars, Sean, because for some reason, Caesars gets so much Chicago money. I know those sports books out there in Vegas get a lot of Chicago money, but for some reason, Caesars, like, I've talked to the bookmakers out there, they can't stop getting Bears money. Like, they don't even have to move the line. It's just like, it just keeps on coming. They had Trubisky. Somebody here bet on Trubisky MVP. They had Trubisky at the start of the season, 20-1 to be the MVP. Like, with some... in the mix with, like, the top 10 quarterbacks. It was a joke. But they had to move it because people kept betting on it. So there's liability. What is he now? He should be back to 200-1. You know, make it 1,000-1. What's the difference? He's not going to be the MVP. It doesn't matter. Anybody that wants to bet on that, it's just free money for you, for the house. Can't wait till we have it in Chicago. I haven't heard much lately on that. So I was hoping for the NFL playoffs or the Super Bowl, but there has not been any movement when the Illinois Gaming Board meets on the sports betting stuff. So I don't, maybe we're going to be looking at March Madness. Either way, it's coming here soon.
Right now on Bovada, I want to ask you this. Who do you think has better MVP odds, Gardner Minshew or Mitchell Trubisky?
Oh my gosh. Minshew, because he's a hot name and people are betting on him over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, plus 10,000 for Minshew.
They could win that division.
For Mitch.
Wait, say it again.
So what? 100-1 for Minshew, 150-1.
It says 15,000, so that's 150-1 for Mitch. And it should be. Please, they're saying, please, just give us free money. Just bet on this dude. Yeah, the Cubs under is going to come in. That's how it looks. I mean, how could you say that they're going to go over? Anybody out there bet on? If anybody bet on the win total, I'd like to hear from you. What number did you get? 312-644-6767. Text line 67011. Bradley and Maywood, you're on the Score.
Yes, good evening. First of all, let me start off by saying I've been a Cubs fan since 1957, since I was a boy. So I'm not a fair weather fan. I've been through all of it, 69 collapse, 84, Bartman, you name it. I remember it all quite well. But my frustration with this team, and it started last year, the latter portion of last year. Last year we could have blamed it on the fatigue, but this year there's no excuse for their situational hitting.
Yep.
I think the Cubs have been spoiled by the long ball. And as a result, they don't know how to situationally hit. You know, there can be – how many times have we seen where there have been runners on second and third, nobody out, and the batter comes up, instead of getting the base hit, all we need is a base hit and a couple of runs, but they go for the long ball. You know, and we've seen that continually. Last night, I was highly frustrated with Schwarber on third. I don't think there was one out or no outs or whatever. And the infield, the Cardinal infield had given them the run. They were backed up. They were going to give them the run. I'd already calculated in my mind that run. And then dumb base running. He's cut down. We've seen that over and over again all season long.
Yeah,
fundamentals. That's my frustration with the Cubs.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. How many times have you watched Schwarber and say, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? But he hits home runs and it's okay. Or he had some great playoff moments and it's all right. No, nobody brings him up as far as an issue on this team because there are so many problems with this roster. 312-644-6767. Let's see what's going on with these other teams involved here. So the Cubs, 5 games back in the division after losing 2-1 to the Cardinals. And Sean, do you have it in front of you, the scoreboard? It's not popping up on my phone.
Yeah, I got it up right here.
Okay, what's going on with the Brewers game?
Right now, the Brewers are in the top of the third at home, and they lead 3-0 over the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay. Nationals playing? They've got to be.
Nationals lead in the top of the sixth over the Marlins, 4-2.
I mean, yeah. Marlins and the Pirates.
Mets lead 1-0, too.
Hey, Cubs, you get the Pirates again after this Cardinals series? Get them? Get some wins over a minor league team? Brandon in Highland, Indiana is now on the score with Joe Ostrowski.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to talk about, well, first of all, I wanted to give a kudos to Rich talking about how Cubs fans are acting spoiled. Because we are. I mean,
yep.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I just said, yep, I agreed.
Yeah, you know, we've had a team that for so long has been in the doldrums, and now we've got high expectations. And the question was asked, would you rather have leave in the regular season, or would you rather face Scherzer? I'd rather face Scherzer. Anybody who doesn't answer that way is insane. Scherzer's given up 13 earned runs in his last four starts, hasn't made it into the seventh inning, I'm pretty sure. And the Nationals bullpen is trash.
Yep.
You play 162 games to play that 163rd to get in, you've got to take that opportunity 100%. And then I also want to say, all the people bashing on Joe Maddon, if wins above replacement was a statistic for a manager, I have no doubt that Joe would be in the positive. I mean, we've even seen innovative baseball stuff out of Joe, such as Rizzo moving in to defend the bunt. That was never done in baseball before Joe Maddon had him do that.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. And you're right about Scherzer lately. Last start, 6 2/3 against St. Louis. Gave up 5 earned runs and 2 homers there. Gave up 3 earned runs after going 5 innings against Atlanta. 4 earned runs against the Mets recently. Over 6. So, yeah, you can get to Scherzer. He isn't unbeatable. I think it's really about fatigue. Like 162, if you're living this every single day, and all the frustrations, and just with it when they went a couple months without winning a series on the road, some people just are throwing their hands up and saying, okay, well, you're not making a deep run, so let's just please put me out of my misery. Just please do it right now. So I understand where some are coming from because it's how they feel today. But if you're saying that, you are so damn spoiled. You forgot what it was like, the struggle as a Cub fan. 312-644-6767. We'll continue to take your phone calls, but coming up next, there were 6 terrific minutes. Peter Gammons on the Mully and Haw Show, and you got to listen closely. So we're talking about Joe Maddon and maybe David Ross being the next manager of this club. Remember, Peter Gammons is in tight with these guys, so you're going to want to hear that next. You've got the Joe O Show here till 10 on 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.